We're here on KSOM, and we'll continue to recap the high school baseball season, talking with Keegan Longenbaugh, head coach for Southwest Valley. And, Coach, your Timberwolves finish up at 10-11 on the year, 6-8 right in the middle of the Pride of Iowa standings. How overall are you feeling about your baseball team this past season?
We ended up feeling really well with how the entirety of the season went. I talked with you throughout the season. We had a lot of question marks coming into this season with quite a few seniors lost from last year's team. So there's going to be a lot of positions that needed to be filled, and they were going to be filled with young guys. We whirled into the year with two juniors, three sophomores, and everybody else freshman, eighth grade. So, we knew there was going to be hiccups. But I can tell you that it was a team that surprised everybody. We felt like we, as a coaching staff, believe in these kids from day one. But even then, them making some plays at the plate or even in the field or on the mound, we kind of looked at each other as coaches like, oh, wow, he can do that. Or, he's really stepped up from last year. So, being able to tell me right now, if you would have told me at this point last year that my team would be 10-11 after this year, it would have been raising some eyebrows with some questions. But, this is a team that, since Southwest Valley started in 2013, this team has had the highest winning percentage, closest to 500. This is the highest we've finished in the POI. And POI is, as we know, is a tougher conference here around the Southwest Iowa area. We felt that a lot of guys stepped up into big roles. And you talk about our juniors and sophomores stepping into leadership roles. Those guys really took that leadership role, and they did a lot with that, and they did it with their play and with their vocals on the field.
Well, now's the time I would normally ask you about your seniors, but you ain't got none. So how much of an advantage is that to have pretty much the same group come from, this year to next year and just try to tweak some things and improve some things? I mean, that's a thing that usually doesn't come along too often.
Yeah. I mean, I had that 2 years ago. We had no seniors, and I thought that was going to be the only one time in my career where I was going to have no seniors on a team. And like I was just saying, the way these guys played this year and were able to grow just from the beginning to the end of the season, it shows a lot of excitement for next year. These guys have really bought into it. These kids are finally getting into the weight room. They're coming into off season pitching, catching. They're putting in the work, and it's not just for football or baseball, the sports I coach. It's for everything. It's exciting to see kids going into open gym for basketball, going into open gym volleyball for girls. There's just a lot of good things that coaches are doing here at Southwest Valley, and I think these coaches are all invested and ready to see the not just their program, but the whole school have a turnover. And I think we saw that with our baseball program this year. With the fact of no seniors, and these guys were able to put together what they did, it's just, I think with those kids being able to be with me since they were eighth graders, they haven't seen any other coach. They've seen a consistent coach, and I've been able to teach these kids when they were in middle school. I think being around these kids has helped myself a lot, and it's helped them grow their relationship and kind of understanding each other. And I think that has really helped with the chemistry of our team. And yeah, we lose none of these guys, so every one of these guys is going to be in the offseason next year. And they were already kind of biting at the bit when we started talking about next year at our banquet here last week.
Well, Gavin Wetzel had a big year for you, pitching, hitting, a .482 average, 16 RBIs, stole a bunch of bases for you, 24 on the year. Had probably the better numbers of anybody pitching wise, 4.12 ERA. You'd like to see those numbers improve a little bit. What do you like about Gavin and just his baseball abilities?
Gavin's he's a kid that I've he's no kid that I've ever coached. You talk about as a coach, you always want to be one step ahead of the game. You want to be looking ahead in the game. That's a kid who's a 16-year-old who's already doing that. I mean, you talk about base running wise. There was a point in time when we were playing East Union here in Corning. There we had a kid that bunted and had a sacrifice squeeze, and Gavin's on second. And by the time the throw was already over to third, I could tell it was going to be a bad throw, and I'm getting after Gavin, telling him to go. And all of a sudden I look and Gavin's already four steps ahead of me down the third baseline. So the baseball IQ of him is like none other that I've seen. I mean, he watches a lot of baseball. He studies the game. He asks me very highly intelligent questions when it comes to any kind of question in baseball, or even when it comes to football. The kid knows his sports. I mean, Gavin broke out last year as a sophomore at the plate, but you know, you also kind of look, there were some other big bats in our lineup. So we were really expecting a lot out of Gavin, but the way he was able to put the bat on ball this year, and I've never seen a kid be so patient at the plate and live for the two strike counts. You know, a lot of, you know, high school kids for a little while, they'll kind of, you know, shake their legs a little bit if they get two strikes on them. And that's what that kid lived for. But he knew he was going to have to step up and be our number one on the mound. And he did, and he did a great job with it this year of being able to throw strikes. There was just at points we had to remind him that there were two eighth graders behind him. There were three freshmen behind him. There was a lot of young guys seeing their first varsity time. So that's where you just kind of keep reassuring you're doing things right. Good things are going to come for your senior year too.
So what do you like about your pitching with Gavin back, Casey Jones, a freshman, had a 5.65 ERA, obviously used him a lot. He's back. Obviously the numbers need to improve. Walker Bissell threw a bunch for you in relief and started occasionally, but what do your pitchers need to do to even make those numbers better?
Yeah. So when it came to our off season this last year, there was a little bit more inconsistency of numbers showing up. So that's something I've already hammered on him right now is, you know, if we can pitch well, good things are going to happen. And that's when, you know, we saw it last year, we saw it this year. If we had guys throwing quality strikes, good things were going to happen. And if we couldn't throw strikes, and, you know, we weren't going to be in a game. So, yeah, you, aside of Gavin, you know, you talk Casey Jones. He was a kid that, you know, I fully expected coming into this year, he's going to probably start two or three games. He's going to start the non-conference games. And that's kind of all we were planning on him, was kind of a fill-in. And it turns out he was our number two. And he ended up starting our district game just because it was able to put Gavin in the field and set us up defensively the best way we could. So the way Casey stepped up was really exciting, not just for this year, but for the future, you know, as only being a freshman. But Walker Bissell, he stepped on the mound last year and threw really well this year. Kind of hard to locate, but towards the end of the year, you know, Nottoway Valley appearance in our last game at home, that's when he really broke out. He came in and he threw three innings and allowed nobody on base. So that was a really exciting way for him to finish out his sophomore year. But you know, Gavin or Wyatt Mendenhall is another guy who threw quite a bit for us on the mound, and Ethan Johnston was one who really stepped up towards the end of the year. So you know, as long as we can get these guys in and get them to be able to consistently locate their fastball and at least have some sort of off speed, I think better things are going to happen for next year.
And just overall, I mean, you got a lot of young talent. Brody Crozier, a sophomore, hit .367 for you. Bissell at .431. There's another sophomore. Mendenhall improved throughout the year. He ended up at a .317 clip, and his batting average jumped, I think, about 100 points towards the tail end of the season for you. You know, you're looking for better offensive numbers from Casey. You hit .257. You know, Wyatt Shires, another freshman, hit .278. You got to be excited about these young players and how they continue to can evolve.
Absolutely. Yeah, you start with the Brody Crozier. Brody came in, or he really, you know, raised some eyebrows for us last year, how consistent he was in the outfield and as a hitter. You know, Brody's kind of found himself at home in left field and center when Wyatt comes to pitch. So Brody is one of those guys at the plate who's going to give you consistent contact. He's that lefty that, you know, he's state track qualifier and open 100. So he's quick down the line, especially being that lefty, and he hits oppo. So whenever he comes up to the plate, he's going to give people a run for their money, whether even if it's a ground ball in the infield. But other guys, yeah, Casey Wyatt Shires, Walker Bissell, Ethan Johnston, you know, all those young guys, they showed a lot of promise to the point where, in the past years, Southwest Valley has been known as the team who's just all about small ball. All it is just putting bat on ball, easy contact and nothing else. So we saw it a couple years ago with Tri-Center in our district game. We played them close to a 2-0 game, and their outfielders were probably 10 to 15 yards from the infield. So, you know, being able to see all these younger guys this year be able to sit back and hit with power, and I think it helps, especially because a lot of these kids have been in the weight room since they've been seventh graders. So they're giving themselves opportunities, not just in baseball, but for every sport to be better by showing up to the weight room. And it's exciting to see a group buy into it. And all these names that you just rattled off here, these are guys who have been consistently in that weight room.
Well, there's a lot of promise for this baseball team next year with everybody coming back. So let's hope they can take a step forward and produce a great season for you. Coach, really appreciate your time here today and throughout the season. And, of course, football is right around the corner. So we'll be talking soon to preview the 2025 football season. And so we'll talk soon on that. In the meantime, appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Chris. I always appreciate it.
Keegan Longenbaugh, head coach for Southwest Valley Baseball, joining us here on KSOM.